This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States' top infectious disease expert warned Americans Tuesday not to fall into a false complacency about the nation's falling death rate from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. The U.S. has recorded just under 131,500 deaths from COVID-19 as of Wednesday. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from the coronavirus is down tenfold. But Fauci warned earlier this week that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll here in the U.S. could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear masks in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. President Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. Trump made the comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren, when Van Susteren, also a VOA contributor, asked if Trump thought such a meeting would be helpful. Trump replied, probably. I would have a very good relationship with him. Probably would. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House formally notified the United Nations that it is pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization, despite the surging numbers of COVID-19 cases here in the U.S. President Trump froze U.S. funding for WHO in April, and a month later announced his intentions to drop out. He accused the organization of having a pro-China bias in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and demands reforms. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if he is elected in November, he will rejoin the WHO, citing Americans are safer when America is engaged in strengthening global health. Experts at the World Health Organization acknowledge Tuesday there is growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. The head of the WHO's technical committee said the UN agency was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. The committee is studying the matter. The WHO coordinator of infection prevention and control noted that while there is emerging evidence about the airborne nature of the virus, it is not definitive. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is in Washington for meetings Wednesday with President Trump, days after a new trade deal among the two countries and Canada went into effect. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City before his departure Tuesday, Lopez Obrador repeatedly said, in response to questions about raising other issues such as immigration policy, that his focus is in the talks that would be on the trade deal. Meantime, Mexican make that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down the White House invitation, but Lopez Obrador said Trudeau has agreed to visit him in Mexico. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he tested positive for the coronavirus a few days after showing symptoms, including a fever, made the announcement Tuesday. Bolsonaro has previously downplayed the risk posed by the coronavirus, once telling supporters because of his history of athleticism, he would not worry if he became infected. Bolsonaro's apparent disregard for the potential lethal effects of the virus has led him to challenge safeguard measures to prevent the spread of the virus, such as weakening laws requiring a face mask in public. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.